Well, let me just take one moment and tell everyone how they can re-access this call, or they can pass it along to a friend or loved one, because here at PHP, we believe that knowledge is power, and so we want you to share this knowledge that we are, that Dave and I have gained, that we're trying to share with you. Share it with your friends and family members. And one way to do that is by having them call in the replay line. And that this call will be available tomorrow, and the number for that is 212-461-8911. You can call any time of day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starting tomorrow. Also, we will post this call on our website, and it will be under the Education tab at www.phporder.com. Click on Conference Calls. Or click on Education, click on Conference Calls, and you can play it right there on your computer, or you can download it to your to burn a CD or put it on your iPod.
Great. Well, I really believe what Amy said, that knowledge is power. I believe that the reason that we do these calls is because we want people to have a broad base of knowledge about what they're facing. There's nothing worse than being in the dark. As soon as you have knowledge, as soon as you understand something, then you're going to be able to address that issue. And so we're going to let you know exactly what you're facing tonight. We'll let you know what science really has proven. And we're then going to share that with you so you could use it. We're going to give you some secrets of information we've culled from some of the most, in my opinion, knowledgeable sources. And we're going to share an accumulation of those sources with you. And that's what we do. We are gatherers of knowledge. We use a broad base of very reliable sources. We collate the information we get from those sources into an easy-to-understand, we hope, and comprehend format. Then we share it with you, and then suddenly you become as knowledgeable or more knowledgeable, oftentimes, than the doctor that you might visit on this subject. They might know what to look in the physician's desk reference and what drug to give you, but you're going to understand what's going on in your body, what are the causes and effects of this, as well as any physician who is going to treat you. And that is what we're trying to do, is give you that power.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I think it's time, so I'm going to go ahead and put call into moderator mode and officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night PHP Product Education Conference call. Again, my as Amy, I'm going to be moderating the call tonight, and we're lucky to have with us each and every week David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of PHP. He's spent probably the last 20 years or so of his life researching nutrition, specializing in green foods and whole foods nutrition. He's written an amazing book called The Green Foods Bible that, if you haven't read it, I highly, highly suggest that you do. You can order it online at thephporder.com. We've actually got a special going on right now with the book, and or you could pick it up at Amazon.com, search for David Sandoval or the Green Foods Bible. So thank you, Dave, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've been on about 5 different radio shows today, so you're probably exhausted, but thanks for taking time to be with us tonight.
Not true. It was 4 radio shows and 1 magazine interview, but who's counting?
Oh, sorry.
It isn't so much that as the fact that they started at 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's probably the part that's taking the greatest toll. But thank you for your sympathy, and also for the promotion, because we are being heard. Our message is being heard. We're doing radio shows every single day all across the country. We're doing satellite radio. We're doing national. We're doing local radio. People are wanting to find out what we think on these subjects. And it's really important to note that if you go to the website, you could actually see all of the radio stations that we're appearing on. There might be one in your area, and we would love for you to tune in and just say, hey, I know that guy, if nothing else. Maybe you learned something as well. That having been said, Amy, don't ever discount yourself. You also have a number of years of experience, 15 or so, within this industry, and a broad base of knowledge that cannot be minimized. So thank you for being with us as well. And now, the subject of glaucoma, it seems as though it's something that only happens to old people. It's something that you never really hear about, but it's a greater problem than people realize. So let's focus on that tonight, Amy.
Yeah, actually, January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and that's the reason why we are doing the call again. We're doing the call. We're talking about glaucoma. Again, we do have a battle plan up on the website that talks all about glaucoma that we highly encourage you to download after you listen to the call tonight. It's in a PDF format, so you can just go click on it, read it, download it, print it, email it to friends or family that you may be concerned about. But glaucoma is it's something that, like Dave said, it's usually thought of old people, but just imagine that you can't see the smile on your grandchild's face or your child's face. You can't see the details of a painting hanging on the wall. You can't see your animals playing and all the wonders of the world, and so that is very, very scary. And glaucoma is something that can take your vision. It is a very, very serious problem, and so that's why we want to shed some light on it, because it is the second leading cause of blindness, according to, is it Wikipedia?
Wikipedia, yeah.
Wikipedia, yeah, on the internet. And it affects 1 in 200 people aged 50 and younger, and 1 in 10 over the age of 80. So those are huge numbers. And so we just wanted to shed some light on it again, because January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month.
Yeah, well, as you stated, it's a serious issue. And imagine for 1 minute that you lost your sight. Think of everything that you take for granted. Amy pointed out some things. Just watching, you know, a kitten play with a ball of yarn, watching a sunset and the various colors you might see in the hills as you're driving in the country. Imagine all those things, just the ability to read a book or watch television. You know, these things, or drive. These are really, really things that we take for granted. It's a miracle of life, vision is. And yet, once it's gone, I guarantee you, you'd do just about anything to get it back. The problem is that once glaucoma has completely set in, it can't be reversed. So we're trying to sound the alarm. We're trying to let you know that it's very, very common. It progresses as we get older, and you should do something about it. So
It's preventable. That's what is the thing. That's why we need to educate people about it. And everyone from infants to senior citizens are vulnerable to this. And moreover, the African-American population and Hispanic populations, glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness. And this is something very serious. Over 3 million Americans.
Well, maybe let's stop and tell people what glaucoma is first.
Okay, sure.
Glaucoma is one of the, it really is a serious ailment of the eye. We all know that. Basically, it is a condition where pressure builds up within the eye, and that happens typically to people over 40, as Amy said. It's more common in women than men, but it's the increase in pressure of fluid within the eyeball. And that causes the eyeball to harden, the surface of the eyeball to harden. And that could cause eye pain, et cetera. Now, there's two types of glaucoma. There's severe glaucoma, where there is an immediate restriction of the ability of the fluid to pass between, again, the inner and outer eye. And that could cause almost immediate blindness. But what we're typically talking about is chronic glaucoma, and that's the type that builds up over time. It's sort of a slow erosion. It is definitely something that can cause permanent visual eye loss, because the pressure that rises within one or even both of the eyes is irreversible. So what you want to do is you want to begin to detoxify your eyes, you want to begin to exercise your eyes, you want to begin to address what might be leading to glaucoma. And as we said, in the acute form, there is a great deal of pain, and it happens very quickly without warning. And just before the attack, you get foggy, blurred vision, and all of a sudden you see colored halos around lights and things like that. You get severe headaches and eye pain that follows. And a lot of times you may think that you've got severe abdominal problems because the associated nausea and vomiting from the severe pain. But in reality, you're only going to have one eye hurting, and it's throbbing either behind or above the eye. The light is going to hurt the eye, and there's a tearing, extreme redness. And that eyeball becomes very hard. And so this type of glaucoma occurs in less extreme forms too. So anytime you have blurred vision and eye pain, you should always check that out and have it, you know, checked out by a professional. Now, the type of glaucoma that affects both eyes, that's the one that's very difficult to recognize because the changes in your vision happen very slowly. The typical signs are that you have, again, blurring in the periphery of the eye, and you have dark spots or blank spots in the periphery where you just things approach you, a ball or a person or something that you don't see, even though you typically should be able to see it. You see everything around it, but you miss that thing. Those visual changes become more apparent if one eye is closed, since the second eye will need to compensate, and it will be more, you know, obvious to you that there's a problem. Now, if you have recurring headaches and sore eyes, if you repeatedly attempt to find new glasses because your vision's blurred, these are different things that probably are glaucoma and you're just not realizing it. So, again, I just wanted to point out to people who may not be aware exactly what glaucoma was, it is that, you know, disruption of the normal flow of fluid within the eye. It gets trapped, and that trapping of the fluid against the eye creates pressure. That interocular pressure does damage to the eye, and that damage is irreversible.
Exactly, and you may have heard doctors refer to the fluid in the eye as aqueous humor fluid, as well as just the fluid of the eye.
Exactly. Well, the aqueous humor, again, when it gets when it doesn't flow properly, there's nothing funny about it.
Absolutely not. Well, let's talk about a few of the causes of glaucoma, and one of them is poor collagen integrity and function, because collagen provides support to all the eye structures, to the eyeball and the eye structures. And when the collagen structures weaken, the eyeball isn't properly supported. And so the flow, like Dave was talking about, was he just explaining, the flow of that aqueous humor, that fluid within the eyeball is then blocked, and pressure within the eye is then elevated. And so the collagen, poor collagen, is a causative factor. Also, if you frequently take or have to take corticosteroid drugs, which is used in severe allergic and inflammatory conditions, that can weaken the collagen structure, or frequent use of cold and allergy medications can do the same. And also, they've been known to increase themselves the interocular pressure of the eye.
Absolutely. And as Amy said, there is a, you know, a collagen structure. It's like a semi-permeable barrier in a way. And when that isn't, when the integrity of that is broken, then the fluid, which normally, you know, flows in and out of the eyeball, builds up. And when it cannot drain out, the body doesn't realize it. It keeps producing extra aqueous humor. And that aqueous humor is being produced, but it's not draining out. It's like a lake where the water flows in, but the rivers are dammed up. The pressure is going to rise and rise and rise. Well, that happens within the eye. So that is...
I think that maybe, I don't know if this is a good analogy, like a water balloon. If you keep adding water to a balloon, at some point it actually will burst. Now,
yeah, exactly.
Your eyeball is going to burst, but the water, the fluid's not coming out, and basically the eyeball will begin to harden, and you'll lose your vision.
Definitely. Now, chronic glaucoma is most common in those over 65, which means if you're under 65, you can still take steps in order to prevent this from happening to you. Glaucoma develops slowly, and the symptoms are oftentimes very, very few, and they're not very obvious. And so this is a real common thing to ignore. You don't ever think that you need to address it because it's not a problem that's right in front of you. But you really can have these metabolic changes that lead to glaucoma happen right underneath your nose, or right above your nose, actually.
Yeah.
And you know, the accumulative damage is very, very difficult, actually impossible to reverse. And so that's why prevention in this case is the cure. And we've put together some pretty good information, Amy. Why don't you take us on to some of the signs and symptoms?
Well, we pulled out a couple of facts, which we've covered
My apologies. We have some more of the what we call interesting facts that maybe you should know about this condition, and let's continue down that list.
Okay. Well, glaucoma is the second leading cause of blindness in adults, but it's the leading cause of blindness in African Americans and Hispanic populations of adults. So that is pretty scary. There are over 70 million cases of glaucoma in the world. But this is very, very scary. 25% of people in the U.S. that actually have glaucoma are unaware that they have it. So the condition's getting worse and worse, but they're not going to the doctor. They're not doing anything about it. And so that can definitely lead to permanent blindness.
And there are, you know, there are no exact cause of glaucoma that can be pinpointed, but the disease does occur four times more frequently among people who have blood relatives with glaucoma, and that leads us to believe that it could be that sort of a culinary socialization. The people in the same family that eat the same foods may be doing the same damage to their eyes. If you're diabetic or you have recently controlled your, you know, your high blood pressure with a medication, then that may increase your rate of exposure to this condition as well.
And as Dave mentioned a little bit earlier, I think that women seem to be at higher risk than men in developing this condition as well.
Exactly. Now, there's, you know, a lot of, I think, interesting facts about glaucoma, but the most interesting is that the people who have it don't know about it. The symptoms are often associated with other things. It goes undiagnosed, and it is truly a shame when it happens because it can be avoided. So some of the symptoms that you might want to look for, because you know, it actually can be noticed. You could start to look for, you know, I guess some of the warning signs. So Amy, we've put together a list of warning signs. Would you help us walk down that list?
Sure. Well, we divided them into the acute section and the chronic section. So I'll start with the acute, and then we'll move on to the chronic, which is more common. Acute, increased pressure within the eye, typically one side that you can feel, severe throbbing of the eyeball, your pupil being moderately dilated or fixed, being sick at your stomach, nausea or vomiting, and, of course, blurred vision are signs of acute, which means it came on really fast, glaucoma. Now, the more common, typical, is the chronic glaucoma, and unfortunately, there's really no signs or symptoms in the early stages of this. But basically, you start to notice gradual loss of your peripheral vision, which results in what's called tunnel vision. Also, larger areas of the vision loss will start to occur in advanced stages, and in fact, your eyeball will start to harden as well. Also, intense headaches, and then blind spots or poor night vision might be a sign or a signal that you are developing glaucoma.
Now, in the morning, if you wake up, if your eyes hurt, then that's another potential sign that there might be something. The halos around lights, if you look at lights and they seem to have a halo around them. If you rub both of your eyes and one of them feels harder than the other one, that's another sign you might want to look for. And if you walk into a dark room and it takes a long, long time before you're able to see, and other people are like, oh, my eyes adjusted quickly, but yours don't, that's another sign. And probably the most common sign, however, and the one that Amy's emphasized, I think, a couple of times now, is peripheral vision is the one thing. If you stand with yourself at a 45-degree angle to a wall and put a dot on the wall. Take one half step foot forward. You should be able to still see that dot. You shouldn't just be able to see just at a 45-degree angle. You should actually be able to see slightly better than that. And if you want to see if it's progressive, check yourself now. See where you can see that dot and then see if it changes. I think that's a pretty good way to do, a self-test. And of course, there is some recommendations that we have because prevention is everything. And we've got some steps. You know, we have some foods that you should probably avoid, some foods we'd like you to see add to your diet. And there's even exercises, believe it or not, that we're going to recommend. So, Amy, where would you like to go next?
Well, let's start with diet because there's so much we can do with our diet to clean it up usually.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is eliminate food allergens. That could be wheat, it could be dairy, it could be yeast, corn, soy. So also the white things, the white sugar, the white flour, the processed foods. So eliminate those kind of foods out of your diet.
Exactly. What we're really talking about is trying to control free radical damage, which means French fries, alcohol, tobacco. These things, anything that are free radical causing, microwaved foods, foods cooked in plastic, foods that contain hydrogenated oils, these are things that we truly need to look at as causative factors, and if you eliminate them from your diet, then you're going to be protecting your eyes from damage that ultimately can and does lead to glaucoma.
Exactly. And then consume a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, especially those containing vitamin C. But any fresh fruit or vegetable is a good addition to the diet. You take out something white, you take out a food allergen and you add something good, like a fruit or a vegetable, you're doing something good, obviously not just for your eyes, but for your whole body.
Turn your diet into a rainbow. Turn it into a prism. And imagine all the colors of the rainbow, all the colors in a prism. Go to your grocery store and seek those colors out, not artificially colored, mind you.
Right. Red dye number 5 is not on the list.
No. We're talking about fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And so, great. What else do you have for us?
Also, I'm regularly consuming cold water fish that contains the fatty acids is a good recommendation to get, to add into the diet. And most of us, unfortunately, don't incorporate 1 to 2 servings of those oily fish into our diet per week. And we definitely should do that, especially if glaucoma is something that you are worried about.
It is so easy to saute a piece of fish in some coconut oil to stir fry or to crack some brown rice, boil some brown rice, and to steam some veggies, have a raw salad with a bunch of raw vegetables. This is pretty easy and delicious dinner to have, and that's the type of meal that's going to really protect your eyes and to help you to avoid this condition, So that's the type of a dinner, that is going to be a glaucoma battle dinner, and, that's the type of thing we'd like to see you eat.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to some nutritional supplements because we all know that the food supply is not the same as it was 100 years ago. The nutrients in the vegetables that we buy and the fruits that we buy at the grocery store are not what our grandparents and great-grandparents were getting when they grew their own food, in their own soil and, from their gardens. And so we know that we need to supplement sometimes to get these things that we're otherwise lacking. And so we recommend as an all-natural source of vitamin C, our C from nature. And the C is recommended because it can improve the collagen integrity. And that's what we talked about before was a cause of glaucoma was poor collagen integrity and function. So we definitely recommend vitamin C.
Great. Now, the vitamin C, remember, that is sold at stores is ascorbic acid. It is not vitamin C. And so when you want vitamin C, you're looking at taking it from foods, and that's why we have C from nature. As Amy noted, it is the most potent source of vitamin C found in nature, And we feel that that's the best way. Another thing you want to do is have, remember I talked about deep, dark, pigmented foods like the ones you find in the prism or the colors of a rainbow. Well, those are going to have antioxidants, yes, but they're also going to have anti-inflammatory compounds. Why don't you tell those who are listening, and we've got a pretty big crowd, actually, I just checked the numbers. Why don't you tell those who are listening what type of deep, dark, pigmented foods they should concentrate on?
Well, we have two products on the PHP line called BioFruit and ApapaCherry, because most of us, when we go to the grocery store, we're not buying the blueberries, the raspberries, the pomegranates, and eating those on a daily basis. And the really deep pigmented things that are very high in antioxidants. So in substitution of that, you can get your serving worth of antioxidant from taking the BioFruit, which is cranberry, blueberry, I believe plum.
Oh, there's such a long list to it, honestly. But the bottom line is when you look at all the foods in BioFruit, they are the spectrum of the rainbow. They're all of the deepest, darkest. They're the superstars of the fruit kingdom, the ones that you've been told to eat, like you said, blueberries, cranberries, pomegranates, things like that. But if you go, you also see, Amy, don't you? We have bilberry in there, and bilberry is the number one herb recommended for night blindness and glaucoma. So
absolutely,
we've made not just food; we've put some of those herbs that are food, but they cross over into the herb sort of family. So
exactly.
BioFruit, 2,500 oxygen radical absorbance units per serving, and of course the tart cherry concentrate has the isoquerotin and queratin. Now, Amy's referred multiple times to the need to build collagen, proper, strong, and flexible collagen. And we actually give the raw materials for that in tart cherry concentrate because the isoquerotin and queratin, which work together with vitamin C, to build collagen. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they also help reduce inflammation, which can be a problem associated with glaucoma as well.
Oh, yeah, the inflammation is a huge point to make, and so that is something I'm really glad you pointed out. The anti-inflammatory compounds, by the way, are called proanthocyanidins. Cyan means blue. So when you get those blue-colored foods, the foods with deep, dark blue colors, those are going to be really good at, you know, with anti-inflammatory compounds. And believe it or not, the deep purples and reds also have those same anti-inflammatory compounds. So what is next on our list of recommended dietary changes?
Well, moving on to like the green side, or maybe more the vegetable side, we recommend, like we do, is kind of the cornerstone of any nutritional regimen, but especially if you're fighting glaucoma or worried about that, green juices, like the organic barley green juice, like the organic kamut blend, which contain magnesium. And magnesium is really awesome. It can help relax the arteries, and it can help improve the blood supply to the eye area. So you can choose any of our green foods, whether it's more greens, best of greens, barley green juice, or kamut blend, and take, I would say, at least 3 servings of that per day.
Definitely. Now, when we're talking about, you know, building collagen and things, silica is important as well. And green foods are loaded with silica. They're also loaded with folate and folic acid, and they're alkalizing. They're detoxifying, oxygenating. They have anti-inflammatory compounds of their own. So green foods are so important because they also detoxify and purify the blood. So definitely green foods should be included in any diet. Now, when you look at certain green foods like spirulina and chlorella, they're going to be loaded with lutein, zeaxanthin, and other carotenoid complexes that are going to help other types of eye problems. The eyes are needing like carrots. We know that the eyes need carrots. Well, they're super powerful carotenoid complexes. It's like, you know, having 1,000 carrots, in other words, and those are found in spirulina and in chlorella. So again, eye health isn't just about glaucoma. It could also be about other conditions like chronic macular degeneration. And this is where these green foods sort of cross over and help with a number of different eye disorders.
Absolutely. Now, moving on to the grain section of your diet, we recommend the Flax Advantage, which is the whole blonde organic flax seeds. And they're a rich source of those omega-3 fatty acids that we talked about. And studies suggest that the omega-3 oils may actually help lower that intraocular pressure. So we suggest that you take half a cup of the whole seeds and grind them daily, and then you can mix that in with a smoothie. You can sprinkle it on salads. You can mix it in with your green drink. But grind up a half a cup of the flax seeds daily.
Definitely not. It sounds like a lot, but once you grind it, it turns into a couple of tablespoons. So don't let that scare you off.
Yeah, don't be scared.
And we just use a coffee grinder. It's very easy. You get one for about $9 or $10 down at, you know,
Target or Walmart.
Yeah, $6 at Costco, and you just drop them in there, zoom, 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 a couple of times, and it's made fresh, just the way you want it. Watch out for pre-ground flax; it's already oxidizing and is probably not anywhere near the quality that it should be. So, that having been said, flaxseed has the omega-3 fatty acids. A lot of times, tumors form in the eyes as well, and we know that the lignin in the outer husk of flaxseed is great as an anti-tumor food. The soluble portion of flaxseed lowers cholesterol, so there's a number of good things that happen when you take flaxseed, and eye health is just one of them.
Exactly, absolutely. Well, that's the beauty of these foods, is there's so many positive side effects, if you want to call them side effects.
We have a couple more nutritional recommendations, and then we're also going to talk about an eye detox, and I'm going to tell you about what pressure points on your feet you could push on in order to relieve intraocular pressure as well.
Cool. Let's zoom along here. Heart Aid contains ginger, grapeseed extract, cayenne, pepper, and garlic, which all help improve circulation. Also, ginseng that can improve oxygen uptake, and cilantro to assist with chelating heavy metals. So we recommend the Heart Aid as well as part of the regimen.
When I was looking down the list of recommended herbs and all of the resource materials that we went through to prepare for tonight, I couldn't help but see that all of those herbs made it into every one of the reference guides, and that's why it's funny we call it Heart Aid. We might, you know, call it Eye Aid at some point, but for now, we'll leave it at Heart Aid.
Also, you were mentioning previously the importance of silica. Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails contains several collagen-building compounds as well as natural silica at the same time.
Like most people think of, you know, they go, oh, well, horsetail is a great source of silica. Did you know that bamboo shoots actually are 70% bioavailable silica? We include both, as well as some other really amazing ingredients that you will definitely benefit from, not just your hair, your skin, and your nails, but also your eyes. But that would have taken up too much room on the label.
Exactly. Revive It All is another amazing product. It contains ginkgo biloba, which has been shown to improve collagen integrity. It also contains SOD, superoxide dismutase, which is a super potent antioxidant, as well as alpha-lipoic acid and L-acetyl-carnitine.
Now, L-acetyl-carnitine actually drives the antioxidants, alpha-lipoic acid and superoxide dismutase and ginkgo biloba into the intercellular activity. And so, in other words, they're able to take those antioxidants directly into intercellular fluid. Well, intraocular fluid is absolutely on that list. Now, previously we said it's called Heart Aid. We might want to call it Eye Aid. And then we said, oh, you know, we couldn't call hair, skin, nails, and eyes. But we covered that with this one, didn't we? Revive It All.
Revive It All, exactly. And then a couple other products that are certainly worth mentioning, it's the aloe vera 40X concentrate. Because
clinically proven to increase circulation 300%.
Exactly. And also the ionic elements, because it's such a potent source of magnesium, which we
exactly
talked about before.
Number one mineral that our body needs for what we call sympathetic muscle activity is magnesium. everything that happens that we don't have to think about happens because of magnesium. If there's something going wrong in our body, it's probably because we need magnesium. I look at all of the other mineral supplements, you know, coral calcium and all of the others. They all have other minerals, even sodium, that are much higher than magnesium. Ours is the only liquid mineral supplement without a preservative, and the number one mineral in it is magnesium, and a perfectly balanced addition of 70-plus other minerals. So that is a great recommendation, Amy. I hadn't even thought of that one myself.
Cool. And there's another herb that we are certainly
but
not...
But wait. I'm joking.
Oh, we're certainly not recommending it if it's not prescribed by your healthcare practitioner and if it's not legal in your town or state. But I'll let you talk about that one, Dave.
Well, for years, it's very well known. Probably the first medicinal marijuana use that was widely accepted was for glaucoma. There is something about the THC in marijuana that actually goes directly to the eyes, reduces swelling, increases circulation, and helps relieve inner ocular pressure. We would never recommend that anyone breaks the law. Tonight I was watching the debates between the Republicans, and they were talking about all being federalists. That means they believe that states should be allowed to make their own laws. Well, California passed a law. It's called the Medical Marijuana Law, and there are those who hold licenses to use it for chronic pain, of which glaucoma is probably the number one reason why it is prescribed. So in the interest of education, in the interest of, you know, really sharing information and non-censorship, if you would, we wanted to make sure that we weren't burying our heads in the sand on an issue. If it's out there, if it's legal, if it could help you, we want you to know about it.
Exactly. Well, that pretty much wraps up our herbs and our nutritional supplement recommendations. We have a couple other recommendations, like lifestyle, like avoid prolonged eye stress, like don't watch TV for prolonged periods of time. Don't read for extended prolonged periods of time. Also, drink only small amounts of liquid at a given time, and test your eyes daily, and refer to this really cool thing called the Tibetan Eye Chart, which we have attached on our battle plan. So again, I highly recommend that you call in. We can mail you a battle plan if you don't have internet access. If you do have internet access, go on to phporder.com under education, go to battle plans, and you can download it and print it right there off of your computer and start testing your eyes with the Tibetan Eye Chart.
Exactly. Now, you could also do an eye detox. This is a treatment that draws toxins out of the eyes, and you use an herb called Eye Bright. And basically what you do is you take one-third a cup of boiled water, and you steep the Eye Bright for about 30 minutes. When you're done, you strain it through a cloth or a napkin into a dropper bottle and supply two or three drops into each eye three times a day. You could do this for 6 days, then skip one day. You go with that regimen. You follow that pattern for a few months, and after you've done that for about 3 months, you could stop, and that will have detoxified and pulled a lot of toxins out of the eyes. You could also use compresses. You could also just take it, as I said, and use a compress of eye bright liquid, and then periodically, laying that over the eyes and just sleeping with it, or not sleeping but laying down with it on your eyes. So another thing that I always recommend is acupuncture or acupressure. And so if everyone is able to even imagine the bottom of your foot, and between your first and second and your third and your fourth and fifth toe, right below your middle toe, below the crease in the toe, actually on your foot, you will push with your thumb down on that spot, and you push and you hold that spot for a few seconds and then release. You could massage that spot as well. You could put herbs that increase circulation on that spot, but that's a good pressure point. Also, all across the underneath the toes, any type of massaging, twisting of the toes, rotating of the toes, and rubbing at the point where the toes meet the foot. And then the last place that stimulates interocular sort of normalcy is right in the middle of your foot, the part that doesn't touch the ground when you're walking. If you're flat-footed, it's the part just below the meat of your heel and closest closer to the outer part of the foot versus the inner part of the foot. And if you put pressure deep in that spot, you could actually feel it. If you do it right, you could actually feel it near your ears and near your eyes. And so those are, again, along the bottoms of the toes, about a half inch down from your middle toe on your foot, and then that center section of your foot. Those are all pressure points if you're getting a foot massage or if you massage yourself, for you to use. So between the Tibetan eye chart, between the foot massage, between the dietary changes, between the nutrition that we've recommended you, you are going to have the greatest chance to avoid glaucoma in your lifetime. And the benefits that you'll get in addition to that, from changing these lifestyle or making these lifestyle changes, I'm sure Amy will attest, is really quite phenomenal.
Absolutely, yes. We've heard people praising the benefits of using these supplements and these techniques. So that brings us really to the end of our prepared material, but I would like to remind everybody that if you like this information, if you want to share it with a friend or loved one, please do that, and we make it as easy as possible. One way is by calling the replay line. You can start calling that tomorrow, and that number is 212-461-8911, and this call will run for an entire week. Also, this call will be permanently archived on our website, so you can go to www.phporder.com, go to education, click on conference calls, and then you can find it by date range and by subject, and download it or listen right there on your computer. Also, if we have your email address, we'll email you out a direct web link so you could forward that along to anyone in your address book that you think might find it beneficial. So, again, thank you, Dave, for all the great information that you provided tonight. And would you like to open it up for a few minutes of questions and answers, or did you have anything that you wanted to say to summarize?
Actually, I just wanted to thank you. I know that you also have been working very hard, and you've been a little bit under the weather, and so you have really put in a tremendous effort tonight. I know that everyone appreciates it, and you're really a trooper for coming on with me this evening, despite the fact that you were definitely not feeling your best, but you gave it your best, and that's what's important.
Oh, well,
so thank you for that. again, I think that the information we shared with people is information they could use. I hope that they will, listen to it. We will have a revised version. We try to update the battle plans periodically. If you give us a couple weeks, we're going to have a revised version of the glaucoma battle plan. It will replace the current version that's on the website. There's just a couple things that we, in our ongoing research, found that we wanted to add to it. Otherwise, the one that is there is just fine. But there's a couple of the recommendations, if you're on this call, you'll see that might be slightly different than that. There's a couple things we've added to it. So, again, Amy, I would like to take a couple of questions. Why don't you?
Okay, well, let's unlock the phone lines and take a couple of questions. Okay, does anybody have any questions for Dave or I tonight? If you've hit star 6 on your phone to mute yourself out, just hit it one more time, hit star 6, and then you'll be free to talk. If you don't have a question, please stay muted so we don't hear your background noise and everyone can hear the answer.
Amy?
Hi.
Hi. I have a question for Dave.
Okay, sure.
What is the difference between cataracts and glaucoma?
The difference between cataracts and glaucoma, glaucoma is, as we said, it's damage to the nerves that's caused by pressure building up in the, in the eye, and cataracts is not caused. It's a different condition than that. We have actually some information on cataracts, but cataracts are basically not treatable. There's almost nothing you can do many times, you know, about cataracts. You know, glaucoma and cataracts are definitely not to be confused, though.
Yeah, cataracts are more like, and I'm not going to say this right, opacity that develops like kind of like in the crystalline lens of the eye or in its envelope. And so it is something that causes some of the same symptoms, but it is more like something that has to be medically approached, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah, there is no nutritional, unfortunately, there is no nutritional approach for cataracts. It is something that that is almost always treatable, fortunately, by surgery. And so I never like to, you know, tell people, give people false hope and say, hey, well, for cataracts, if you're worried about that, here, you know, buy my stuff or follow my advice. Our advice for cataracts has always been, you know, have them diagnosed properly and have them corrected if you can.
By your ophthalmologist.
By your ophthalmologist, because that is your best approach. And so I'm not an expert on cataracts, mostly because I found through all my research that I could offer very little nutritional advice or help for them.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. Any other questions tonight? We have just a couple more minutes for questions if anyone has a question.
Can I just make a comment?
Sure.
I just wanted to say I'd really like to hear a call about, like, treatments for MRSA or, like, superbug.
No problem.
MRSA or what?
Drug-resistant bacteria.
Oh, right.
Well, I know that people listening tonight will sound in info@phborder.com, if you have a suggestion for an upcoming call. We definitely would love to hear from you, and we'll take this one under advisement for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for having joined us tonight. Again, we will make this available on our replay line. Amy will tell you how to access that. And we do have a battle plan called the Glaucoma Battle Plan, in which we will have this advice in the written form that you could request and share with others. On that battle plan, we include the Tibetan eye chart, but we are going to add the pressure points that I spoke of tonight, which I found in an excellent resource on Chinese medicine. And we're also going to add the EyeBright eye wash. Actually, I believe Amy has told me that's the part of it, so my apologies. But we have a sophisticated eye wash that we have as part of the battle plan that includes EyeBright and a couple of other herbs. It involves steeping them as well. So I think you're going to really appreciate the data in the battle plan and request it and share it with others. So that is my final comment, other than to say we're not doctors. We don't prescribe or cure. What Amy and I do is I have a stack of resources. I've been doing this again for 20-plus years. I have a stack of books that I've come to trust, like the textbook of natural medicine and things like that, and other resources like that. And what we do is I go through about 25 books, and I read everything that those books have to say on this condition. I then compile the information, and that information that everyone seems to agree on, I will share with you. That which is controversial, I'll research, and if it's worth sharing with you, if I believe it's accurate and not misleading, then I will do so. And Amy and I will also call resources, people that we know in the natural healing community, and let them know that we're doing this call and see if they have anything that they want to add to it. This includes naturopathic doctors and other healers. And so we do basically a whole lot of research so that you could benefit from it. And we hope that you will. And Amy, thank you for everything that you've done to bring us tonight's call. And now I will throw it back to you.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Dave, for your time. And I know you're very tired after getting up at 4:30 this morning. And thank everyone for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us. Again, that replay line, you can catch it at 212-461-8911. Also remind you to remind your friends and family that these calls are absolutely free. Anyone can join in and listen to the calls live or on the replay line or catch them on the website. And we are with you every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And next week's subject will be about kids and nutrition and how to incorporate nutrition into your child's diet and some of the complications that may be affecting our kids out there today. So please tune in with us next week. And until then, everyone have a wonderful rest of the week.
Absolutely. Now, we've got calls coming up on steroid alternatives. We've got calls coming up on how to have a happy heart and a healthy heart. We have some really interesting calls coming up. I hope you go to the website and look at our menu of calls. Choose those that you're most interested in. Share those that you might think others could benefit from. And once again, thank you for joining us tonight. We hope that the information that we had will benefit you. Amy, all the best. Good night, everybody.
Great. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.